This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
All the time trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding office, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial. Both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's got at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism.
I have two words for you. Predator drones.
And who are you, little fella?
You will never see it coming.
Now, predicting the first guy who uses a Second Amendment weapon to bring a drone down that's been hovering over his house is going to be a folk hero in this country.
Nice.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets.
I'm just trying to warn you folks, the television is a giant LED weapon system. It's so advanced. They got a monkey farm in Bastrop, folks, that they do all sorts of testing on great apes, Reese's monkeys, the whole nine yards. And they go, oh, you didn't see this, and punch a button, and it'd be hundreds of monkeys with wires in their brains with television sets brainwashing them.
All I ever have to do is be famous. People watch me, and they love me.
You can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does.
Do it to your own kind.
What's the threat? We all sell out every day. Might as well be on the winning team.
The real men of the world have to stand up and say, I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum. Time to take a stand, boys. You know what? You got a little courage. Stand up for yourself.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Friday, folks.
We're going to give a press conference and how to buy a sailboat.
Live the Republic!
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back live on this Friday edition. Dr. Nick Baggage is going to be joining us on a host of issues, including brain chips for the troops, positronics, type warfare systems, and so much more. Also, global warming scientists covered up a skeptic's damaging review. The paper echoes ClimateGate, showing the organized takeover and socialistic McCarthyism. It's all coming up on this live Friday edition. Massive transmission lined up for you today. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential fourth situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security while sticking our hands down on kids on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Churches of wisdom. So we have Ian right there.
What's his name?
It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
It is Friday, ladies and gentlemen, the 16th day already of May 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Wow, again, incredible amounts of news. Here's the good news. We have power. We can force the illegitimate criminals that have hijacked the federal government to do the right thing on aiding al-Qaeda in Syria, on so many issues when we say no. And now it's being reported that Obama is eyeing executive action to stop deportations, the Associated Press is reporting, because of massive, massive, massive public anger. The latest round is 36,000 illegals, aggravated felons. It's hundreds of thousands of illegals, period, being released. We're talking rapists, child molesters, you name it. It just shows the lawlessness. And now because there's been hearings in Congress, Obama's claiming he'll have some executive order to review it so he can act like he's not part of it. President Barack Obama's new Homeland Security Secretary is offering his first public hints at executive action the administration might take on immigration, suggesting changes to a much-criticized program that runs the names of people booked for local crimes through a federal immigration database. So they're also spinning it back like they won't run people through a database, but that they will do something on the deportation. So a lot of spin. And again, that's whatever Obama does, they end up claiming they're going to do one thing and then doing another. But advocates who have pushed Obama for bold action with immigration legislation stalled in Congress wasted no time in declaring that such steps wouldn't go far enough. Homeland Security Secretary Jha Johnson, tasked by Obama with reviewing the nation's deportation policy to see whether it can be made more humane, said Thursday that the so-called Secure Communities Program needs a fresh start. The program allows immigration and customs enforcement officials to ask local police and sheriffs to detain people who have been booked and whose fingerprints match in a federal database for immigration violations. Let me explain something. So I started that out by saying, hey, it's a good thing they're having to talk about not, you know, just deporting all these felons. But then they spin it back and say, but we won't even run it through the database. So, again, it's total spin. ICE can then decide whether to deport them. That's led to complaints that people are being deported for immigration violations without being convicted of any crime other than minor offenses. I thought you're here illegally. Police and sheriff's officials also complain that people are afraid to interact with law enforcement because they worry they'll be deported following recent court rulings that raise questions about the program. Local governments increasingly have announced plans to refuse to honor the detention request. So the illegals are being legalized by fiat. In comments Thursday on PBS NewsHour program, Johnson indicated he might aim to revamp the program to focus on people who actually have been convicted, not just those arrested or booked for aggravated felonies. In my judgment, secure communities should be an efficient way to work with state and local enforcement and reach removal priorities that have those are convicted of something. And it just goes on. And there's a mention in the news of, you know, oh, but we won't, again, deport people that are already felons or that we will start deporting them and then won't release them, to be clear. You start getting into all their spin, it gets confusing. But they're saying basically that they will look at actually deporting someone and not releasing them if they're a felon, but then they just got done releasing 36,000 people who were felons, many of them aggravated. So it's just lies within lies. The lies are so incredible, I get confused when I was just reading over that and breaking some of that down. Absolutely mind-boggling to see that unfolding. But global warming scientists cover up skeptics' damaging review paper, Echoes of ClimateGate. Climate McCarthyism. That's out of the Times of London and the Daily Mail, as well as Breitbart. DC underwater, not if but when. Meanwhile, there's snowfall in Chicago. Those are the stories up on drudgereport.com in the left-hand corner, breaking that down. It's a total hoax. The Antarctic and Arctic are getting bigger than they have in the history of satellites since the 1960s, showing what's happening. But every summer, they show the satellite feed of it beginning to melt, expand and contract, expand in the winter, contract in the summer, and they say, look, within a few decades, it'll totally melt, we'll all be dead. Al Gore said back in, 2003, that by 2013, the entire Arctic would be melted in summer and in winter, and it's record size. Doesn't matter. NASA came out, one of their scientists this week, we wrote about it at InfoWars.com and said that the entire section, one of the, look like up to a third of Antarctica down at the bottom, would be melted. And it doesn't matter when it doesn't come true. It's the fear mongering. And here's the Times of London today. Scientist and cover up of damaging climate review. Research, which heaped doubt on the rate of global warming, was deliberately suppressed. Let's get Lord Monckton on next week by scientists, maybe even this Sunday. because it was less than helpful to their cause, it was claimed last night. In an echo of the infamous ClimateGate scandals, the University of East Anglia, that helped coordinate the fraud worldwide with the UN and other universities, one of the world's top academic journals rejected the work of five experts after a reviewer privately denounced it as harmful. The bullying of climate science skeptics must end. When did demonstrating and demonizing your opponents become so acceptable? The article goes on to break down. We also have it up at Infowars.com. And the full article breaks down how they then, even in some cases, got people to lose their jobs in the U.S. and England. This is what happens. Oh, you've got a hit show on the cooking channel. Your two Christian brothers. Your show's not even about Christianity, but it's discovered that you're secretly Christian. You're fired from your hit show. I mean, this is literally the Christians having to go back underground, like in Rome, in the catacombs or something. I mean, that's the level of hardcore authoritarianism we're seeing. This is the kind of stuff you have in China against the Buddhist Falun Gong. They're like Buddhist-like. They're not even Buddhist. They follow Buddhist meditation for exercise. But because they are unworldly people, they tend to be more moral, and the Chinese Communist government hunts them down, puts them in facilities, tests their DNA and blood, and then harvests their organs at leisure. That is the incredible evil. And speaking of the censorship, Dinesh D'Souza's trial is coming up. He's still trying to make his movie and release it by July 4th. President Obama's half-brother backs out of interview with Dinesh D'Souza. He'd already done the interview for the new film, but somehow has backed out of it. Mark Obama, whose political world differs from that of the president, was to appear in the conservative filmmaker's upcoming movie, America. And I'd read he'd already interviewed him, but I guess he had a more expansive interview set up. D'Souza thought that he had the blockbuster interview set up with Mark Obama that was to appear in his upcoming film, America, but President Obama's half-brother has pulled out following the conservative filmmaker's federal indictment on charges that he violated campaign finance laws, getting friends to give money to his friend who was running for the Senate. I mean, I thought that's what politics is. No, you're not allowed to give money to the Tea Party. You're not allowed to be a Christian or pro-life. You're not allowed to be a anthropogenic global warming skeptic because we live in a liberal country where we arrest you. And the FCC wants to take over the internet. And they want to bring in taxation, regulation, and inspectors in newsrooms that don't even broadcast. This is all classical tyranny. Of course it is. Because when they get this all done, they're going to devalue the dollar and take your pension funds and take your bank accounts, just like in Europe, just like in Iceland, just like in Greece, just like in other areas, Cyprus. And if you don't like it, all the paramilitary police have been trained. You're a terrorist. So we better have a public debate about all this and force this out into the open now. We better have a public debate about it because they don't want to have a debate. And why is that? Because if there is a debate, we'll have the moral high ground, the people will become politically awake and aware, and then this nightmare won't unfold. I'm going to have this added to the excellent long article written by Mikhail Phelan. The article's done by Watson earlier this year concerning Virginia, where our reporters were yesterday and where they were arrested for 3 hours, almost 3 hours, for daring to go on the base to ask to talk to the public information officer. This dovetails. Leaked documents reveal Marine Corps Urban Training Center based on U.S. town and that the training is for the American people. Whistleblower says facility with Baptist churches, farmhouses used to train foreign and domestic groups to take on the American people. Now, Mikhail Phelan's a great writer. He gets a lot of documents because he goes through our email. He has access, obviously, to it. One of our newest writers, been writing for us for a year, working for us about 6 months. And it's an excellent article, but I want him to add the clergy response team video on YouTube to show folks that this is going on, the preachers of spies. And I want him to add where the Army admits they're trying to take on the American people. and I want him to add our latest article dealing with all this. But here's the Marine Corps document admitting it's for America and they're training to fight their new enemy, farmers and ranchers. The rural community is who they're going to finally mop up during the Civil War.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
I saw Sheriff John Brown.
All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff John Brown came in to shoot me down. So I shot the
sheriff. But I did it in self-defense. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live.
If I
Dr. Nick Begich is joining us on a host of issues in the second hour. We will have open phones coming up during the portion of this hour and into the third hour today. But here's this latest article that I'm going to be covering in more detail this Sunday with Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and David Knight in studio. So not just talk about what happened to them in Virginia going to Fort A.P. Hill and getting arrested, but that the federal government run by the globalists is openly training under NLEO 9 14 different foreign nations to invade and occupy the U.S. So I'm going to have NLEO 9 added to this latest article as well. Because what Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com do that other news organizations don't is I don't like articles just on one subject. I like articles that by the bottom tie it together with the larger image of what's going on. And it's sensational that we've gotten these secret Marine Corps documents confirmed that they're training to take on basically everybody's granddaddy, anybody who's independent in a rural area. Globalists always, or any takeover group, takes over the cities first, then the suburbs, then the small towns, then the rural areas. And they fan out to subdue and dominate. And the entire Pentagon program, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, the Rural Affairs Commission that is under the Pentagon and Homeland Security is putting plainclothes troops in every town and city, literally spying on people. And then bringing in Agenda 21 federal money to buy off the town leadership. And they are training to take on small towns everywhere because they know when they order the gun confiscation, when they order the 80% taxation, when they order this, they're going to take over the town centers and control the roads. And that is what is in all of the public documents. So much of this is public, but they don't want us on these bases. They don't want us talking to the Marines because they don't want public awareness to then have a discussion. They want an Army Times, Stars and Stripes going, yeah, the Army's training to take on domestic groups. They think the Tea Party's the main enemy now. It's good. Or to have the C-SPAN have a general on to talk about it. So at one level, they admit it to soften us up and get us ready. And so the troops all hear it and go, well, it must be okay. I mean, you know, it's in Stars and Stripes. It's in the Army Times. But for the general public, oh, there's no militarization of police. There's no armored vehicles getting deployed to every town. There's no weapons caches and helicopters getting put in. Oh, no. Or like, oh, here's an official Homeland Security document saying it's gun owners, returning veterans, and Christians are the main enemy. And at first they said, oh, that document's not real. And later they went, no, it's real. And you watch. It is going to be gun owners and rural groups and veterans. There they are, the terrorists. So this is the giant buildup for war with the American people. Leaked documents reveal Marine Corps Urban Training Center based on U.S. town. Whistleblower says facility with Baptist Church, farmhouses used to train foreign and domestic groups. Newly leaked Marine Corps documents detail yet another military urban training center that more closely resembles a small U.S. town than a foreign combat zone. And again, when they admit NORTHCOM is for the American people, folks go, okay, it's in the document, big deal. But when you see the town, it brings it home. The document entitled Military Operations on Urban Terrain Collective Training Facility details the specifics of a mock 30-acre town located at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Originally built in 1990, new additions to the facility include Baptist Church, a police station, several farmhouses have transformed the layout of the once international town. Yeah, part of it looks European. According to the military whistleblower provided the documents, InfoWars, U.S. Marines at the facility have been tasked with training soldiers, law enforcement agencies, and Homeland Security. Yeah, look, they're all buying weapons and bullets and training for us in skills such as fighting in wooded areas, urban patrolling, forcible entry, and night fighting techniques. The facility is also being used to cross-train foreign troops from the United Nations. By the way, folks, if this all goes down, you don't go out and night fight the Marines. The veterans are going to go find you at your houses and in the bars and on the streets. They're going to see your tattoo in a store, and they're going to follow you outside. You understand that? So part of this is a narrative where they're training like we're going to have the British and the blue coats march into each other and fix bayonets and shoot each other. That went out in the days when George Washington got rid of it. You understand that? If it goes to a civil war, it's going to be fought on the streets and in your houses. We're going to come for you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you are smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3333. FreezeDryGuy.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse.
Look, there's so much news going on, but I want to ask listeners.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I want to ask you, how do we crash through the lies and disinformation? How do we show people the bottom's already fallen out? The system is just setting up open tyranny everywhere. We have to expose it and call it out. And the public's waking up, and the military's waking up, and most police I talk to are waking up and know that things are going in a very dangerous direction. But are we going to wait till the globalists stage a terror attack and blame it on domestic groups? I don't want a civil war in this country, but we the people, not Alex Jones, but we the people, if attacked by the globalists, if a total authoritarian system unfolds and they try to arrest anybody that doesn't believe in man-made global warming or arrest anybody that doesn't want their kids taught how to be, sexualized, or anybody who doesn't want to be inoculated, or anybody that doesn't want their 11-year-old daughter taken away to have an abortion. It's going to cause a civil war because the globalists want that civil war. I'm trying to avert that by exposing that the Army and the Marines and the National Guard are training to cordon cities, are training to confiscate guns, are training to arrest political dissidents, are training for a takeover and admitting that their new enemy isn't Al-Qaeda, that the corrupt federal government openly funds and runs. That's mainstream news now. I can't even believe that's mainstream news. They're now flipping it onto us. And I know I harp on this because it's happening. And if we expose it, it can be stopped. If we don't, they're going to bring it in and drop the hammer. I mean, my gosh, look at the cover of Drudge Report showing an illegal MS-13 person with a giant tattoo of Obama legalizing the illegals on his stomach. I mean, that is the type of stuff we're dealing with. Just a government totally mafioso, totally and completely lawless. And now Obama says he's looking at executive action to stop deportations. And when I read that, because I'd heard he might, you know, stop the deportations because it makes him look so bad to be, you know, sending back little kids or something. But no, he's going to stop it for felons, for everybody, and has been stopping it. And it just shows how, whether you're white, black, Hispanic, whatever you are, if you're a good person, if you care about freedom, if you care about liberty, you are being targeted. You are being demonized. But if you're a felon, an aggravated felon, a bank robber, a child molester, you're legalized by Obama. Now, I want to open the phones up and get your take just on the general corruption that we're seeing that's unfolding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. And we've got the persecution of scientists getting fired, getting censored, who put out scientific reports that man-made global warming is a fraud, that the Earth's cooling. Or if you are Dinesh D'Souza, you make a film about Obama, you get arrested. You're a Pop-Tart, you eat it, half of it, it looks like a gun, so the police are called. I mean, this is crazy level corruption. Where aggravated felon child rapists are released, where bank robbers are released, but your child is suspended because people saw a gun in the Pop-Tart. It's like seeing a cloud above your house that looks like a gun, or a giraffe, and the police come. And look, they had troops in Latin America 50 years ago that wore masks and all the rest of it to terrorize people. And I saw a police chief in Baltimore a decade ago admit they wear these black uniforms and black masks to intimidate. And now there's a Daily Mail article, Rio Boco cop armed and ready for the World Cup, elite troops carrying rifles, stun grenades, and combat knife will tackle any fan who causes trouble. See, now it's for the general public. And if you look at the article by Paul Joseph Watson, Rio Robocops resemble police from dystopian classic Brazil. It shows the exact uniforms of the dystopic secret police versus what they're now wearing. Well, that's because of the Soviet Union, they wore stuff like that. In fact, if you play the intro to Brazil, or it's close to the start where they cut a hole in the roof, come in, rendition the dad. We should make an intro promo with that and then cut it back and forth with what's happening in modern times and other dystopic films. What's that Robert De Niro one, The Handmaiden's Bride or something like that, where it's a dystopic future and they had public executions and black uniforms and all-seeing eye on television? We should have a video where we illustrate how it was dystopic then. In the past, this was seen as evil. North Korea was seen as evil. Now it's the new good. But this article goes on and on with these secret documents dealing with the Marine Corps training base and the information that was sent to us, where they trained to take on the American people. And the preachers get on big power trips, a lot of them, to get approached by the FBI and by the CIA and to sign up to be part of the new brigades, you know, to take on the American people. And there are domestic groups and they got to be dealt with. This is just so unspeakable, but it's actually happening. Then we've got some video of this and audio we're going to get to later. The day the ground erupted. Shocking moment. Syrian rebels blow up army camp with 60 tons of explosives after digging tunnel under the base using tactic pioneered in World War I. So that's what the CIA and NATO is training them to do, is dig 500-plus yard tunnels under army bases and blowing everyone up inside. In the three-plus year Al-Qaeda proxy war that America is openly running and funding. Simply amazing to see the video and the photo of that happening. There it is. Boom! Listeners have got to go up to InfoWars.com. You can see that. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into something I told you about. I don't know. We had Derry Brownfield on the show many times. He died, what was it, last year? Was it 2 years ago now? Time really moves fast, but he was a longtime big cattleman up in Missouri and had a big syndicated radio show, one of the first in the country. Even back before they really had talk radio, he did the Farm and Ranch Report and would talk about what was happening. And he pointed out that you have record beef prices in the last decade, but record bankruptcy for cattle ranchers. And almost everyone I know is getting out of cattle ranching because they've changed the tax rules, gotten rid of write-offs, where you cannot make a living doing it. Everyone I pretty much know who's a small-time rancher with 20 head, 100 head, 200 head, more of a hobby rancher, they do it because you get a little tax write-off on your property. Because if you don't have cattle on your property, you can't pay the property tax. Let's say you put beehives on it. And then you sell it to a local honey gatherer. Let's say you got 100 boxes on your property. You might get $3,000 or $4,000 in a year. If you're lucky. But you got to give medicine to the bees. You got to check them. You got to, I mean, it's a lot of work. And you get $3,000 or $4,000. And then let's say you got 100 head of cattle. You got to keep the fences up. They get out sometimes. You got to give them the vaccinations, veterinary bills, all of it. All that does is let you keep your 500 acres it takes to have 100 cows, depending on the type of grassland. Then you still got to feed them during the winter. And then maybe you sell, you know, 10, 15, 20 cows a year. And let's say you sell them for $1,000 a piece or whatever. They then get sold off, and there's no more what you'd call real cattle auctions. There's no real cattle market. So the big distributors get them. They send them to meatpacking plants. They shut down all the little meatpacking plants. They jack up the prices super high on the consumer. So you're paying $30 for a ribeye at a decent steakhouse, $40, $50 at a fancy one. You go to the discount places, $20 for a thinner ribeye. That ribeye at that steakhouse just 10 years ago was $10. It's now $20. The fancy steakhouse, I remember at a steakhouse just 10 years ago thinking a $25 steak was too much. Nothing's $25 at a nice steakhouse now. You go to some steakhouses, it's $75 for a prime cut. Sorry, my mouth's trying to water here, excuse me. I remember 10 years ago I could take the family and get a Chateaubriand, which is basically like a big long cut of filet mignon, five or six cuts, it'd be $75, $50. Now it's $150. Ladies and gentlemen, let me explain the New World Order. It's a perfect illustration. The cattle ranchers go bankrupt because the economy is rigged and actuaried where you can't make it. My dad got word 5 years ago, we're getting rid of hobby farming and ranching write-off. We don't care if it's still on the books as a law. You can't do that, the IRS sent him letters, and he went to his accountant, or we're going to retroactively charge you all this money with penalty and interest. And my dad looked at the books and said, but if I stop cattle ranching, then we can't pay the property taxes. So he continues to cattle ranch, I guess about 100 head, with my uncle. Even though it loses money coming and going, he loses less money than he would if he quit. Let me explain that again. My father doesn't want to sell the land that we have left that goes back to Spanish land grants, Mexican land grants, 1829. The property is a liability. The government knows that and has set things to where most people won't keep it. My dad is a medical manager and a dentist who worked very hard, and he subsidizes keeping family property just to, because we don't own it. The government owns it with those taxes. The power to tax, the power to destroy. So here's the article on the Economic Collapse blog. It links through to all the mainstream news articles out of the USDA, the U.S. Drought Monitor, Scientific American, Associated Press, you name it. Totally bibliographed. The meat crisis is here. Price of shrimp up 61%. Beef at all-time high. Pork exploding to all-time high. Bloomberg reports as well. The story's up on Infowars.com. And the media will say it's a drought. That's only a small part of it. In California, that's what's hitting a lot of the vegetables. It's that people are getting out of it everywhere, and now they're shipping beef in, but you would think that would drive down prices. No, the packers all work together. There's only five or six big companies. Last time I checked, it's probably less now. And they all throttle it and control it to keep the prices as high as possible. So, the article goes on, and Bloomberg goes on to say, it will now be a luxury to even have a pork chop. That's social engineering. That's the New World Order. That's artificial scarcity. You want it, you got it, you live under it. Go read the article. And in America, we don't own our 2,000 acres in East Texas. We're just people that have lived there for a long time and still want to think we own it. We don't own that property. The government does. The foreign banks do. And it doesn't matter how many grape orchards we put in. It doesn't matter how many honeybees we put in. It doesn't matter what we do. They're not going to let us make money. They've got it all actuaried out to where everybody else is selling out their property so that we're a nation of slaves. And now they got the Marines and the Army training against people wearing John Deere caps and overalls to kill them when they say, we're not paying the taxes like Bundy, we're done, we're not leaving, it's our property, they're going to send in the Marines and the Army. And you know what? The people are going to stand up against it. And the Marines are going to end up defecting over to the side of the American people. If we talk to the Marines and the Army now and have a public debate about this, we will change it. We will change history. But I wanted to take you full circle from the Army and the Marines training to fight what? Rural communities. Because a country boy can survive. Because we can skin a buck. We can run a trot line. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Because these old boys were raised on shotguns. We say grace. We say amen. And if you ain't down with that, what's the exact words? If you ain't into that, the modern parlance would be, if you ain't down with that, then we don't give a you-know-what. And we say grace, we say amen. If you're not into that, well, you know we don't give a damn. And that's what it comes down to, is they know we won't sell out. They know we won't compromise anymore. We've been pushed too far. And so they train for open treason. What did Obama say? Bitter clingers. In a secret meeting with billionaires and million-dollar donors, who are they talking about? We're going to get these Christians clinging to their Bibles and their guns. We're shutting them down. We're shutting off their power plants. We're shutting down their jobs. We're shutting down their roads. We're shutting down their communities. We're buying off their preachers. We're training the military to go up against them. We got the cities. We got the kids. This is our country. We're going to take them down. Who did the weathermen say they were going to put 50 million Americans? They said rural people. Rural people. Rural people who aren't in there watching their Dish Network all day and drinking whiskey. Most of the rural people are just absolutely devastated wrecks. But there are a hardcore working group out there that's still hanging on And the system knows is already not, look, it's a duty now if you're rural and hanging on by your toenails to not pay as much as you can. You to survive, you got to get out of the system. That's why they're harassing farmers markets and Amish and Mennonites and poor minority groups setting up farms and Mexican farmers that are in this country. Because they know communities have been formed of swap meets and groups, and barter is now getting set up, and people in rural areas are working together. And so under NORTHCOM and the rural affairs system, it says, the Pentagon's over it, they are designing the rollout for the total takeover of rural areas with clergy response team spies, with local enviro spies, all of it. And when you see these people come to your town, they are literally Rockefeller and Ford Foundation above CIA to take your town over and take you down. And it is your duty, ladies and gentlemen, to keep this country going and to survive and thrive and to have strong families and put in gardens. And it's your duty when you see people selling vegetables on the side of the road to buy from them. And it's your duty to find that organic milk from the Amish. And it's your duty to raise a garden. And it's your duty out there, folks, in little steps to get off their system and to set up off-the-grid systems. That's why they're shutting down lemonade stands, shutting down city markets. They want you in a giant reservation. They don't want you self-sufficient, just like they shut down the Comanche and the Arapaho. We'll be right back.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. Yeah. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
And the Pentagon is made up of country boys mainly. That's just on record.
I can fly with
but they got robots and drones coming online.
Catfish from dust.
And when they get done taking down the last vestigial primitive humans,
make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. And
when they get done, they're going to come after all of you. By the way, who is it in Mexico that's beaten all of the cartels? Keep it rolling under me. Who is it that's beating the government and restoring order? It's the country boys with guns.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run.
And same thing. The people are now following them because they're not shaking people down. They just want to work on their farms and ranches. It's the same thing in Chiapas. For 20 plus years, beating the whole Mexican government and the cartels.
From the west,
just a bunch of farmers.
Mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western sky.
They just want to live and be free. They're still humans.
And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line.
And they're the country boys, and they're all over the world. In Africa, in Latin America, in Eastern Europe, in the rural areas of France and Germany, Asia.
I had a good friend in New York City.
He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. We're going to get Begich on at 15 after to take your calls. 20 after, holding 20 minutes into the next hour.
The land,
and he has taught him to be a businessman.
He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine.
When you realize the whole Pentagon trains to take on
but he was killed by
what they see as indigenous, self-sufficient populations. What does the special forces train you to do?
I'd love to spit some beach nuts.
Live out in the woods. Shoot a gun. Be self-sufficient. Not be a coward. And where do they mainly recruit?
Country folks can survive.
The people from the country. The bull riders. The people that aren't cowards. And now they're coming after all of us worldwide. Because we're not cowards, and we just want to be good men. We want to build a civilization that's based on being honest. We don't like scum. We don't like cowards and trash and double dealers and backstabbers.
California and South Alabama and little towns.
And little towns all over this world. And that's why we're under attack.
We can scan a buck and run a trot line.
And I'll tell you what scares the establishment.
Country folks can.
Because they know worldwide people are trying to get back to that right now. You go out with all these yuppies and trendies, they're starting to get into that as well. And the liberal women are starting to get into it. Because they understand that we're losing our humanity. And the globalists know that whether it's Mexico or whether it's in southern Nevada, but whether it's in rural France, it's the farmers and the ranchers that burn down the GMO crops. It's the farmers and ranchers that kick the butts of the riot police. It's the farmers and the ranchers that won't back down. They're scared of that, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they're training to wage war on us. We need to wage info war on their operatives who belong to us. So they're on the right side. All right, second hour coming up. I'm your host, Alex Jones. InfoWars.com!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies.
worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.